Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death. Written and narrated by Lieutenant Colonel Alan B. West, United States Army, retired. This audiobook was recorded and mastered by Aaron Wolpin at Greenville Avenue Studios in Dallas, Texas. Why are so many businesses leaving California for Texas? Unaffordable housing and high taxes, supported by progressive socialist policies, are working in tandem to lure Californians to other states. According to data from the American Community Survey, from 2007 to 2016, about 5 million people moved to California from other states, while about 6 million left California. On net, the state lost 1 million residents to domestic migration, about 2.5% of its total population. California gained, on net, residents from about one-third of states, led by New York, Illinois, and New Jersey. On the flip side, top destinations for those leaving California were Texas, Arizona, Nevada, and Oregon, according to data from California's Legislative Analyst's Office. States not only divert tax revenue from other uses such as better schools, hospitals, and highways, but also raise consumer prices by increasing energy costs. Poorer taxpayers often pay more of their incomes in taxes and consume more of their incomes relative to wealthier citizens, who are the main members of environmental lobby groups and lobbyists for environmental regulation, LEAPCAP says. Consider Tesla, one of the more popular zero-emission automotive brands. The purchaser of each Tesla Model S that costs $70,000 or more receives a $7,500 federal tax credit plus state credits. Within California, for example, purchasers can get a tax rebate of up to $2,500 and the opportunity to access special freeway lanes, an important benefit in traffic-clogged California. Moreover, the Tesla company receives 4 zero-emission vehicle credits, which it then sells to other car dealers in the state because the California Air Resources Board requires all dealers to sell a fixed number of zero-emission vehicles per year. Because other car companies cannot meet that mandate given tepid demand, they must purchase credits from Tesla, effectively raising the cost of their cars and subsidizing Tesla. Few inhabitants of South Central Los Angeles, one of the poorest parts of the city, can afford a Tesla. Those good, poor people probably don't know about Tesla's alleged environmental benefits or what each vehicle costs them. On the other hand, those in wealthier Brentwood and Beverly Hills have a far better sense of what they gain from a Tesla purchase. It is clear that low-income citizens are subsidizing the wealthy in this case. And as more and more state resources are devoted to such policies, the overall economy becomes less vibrant, generating fewer blue-collar jobs and other opportunities for those who are struggling the most in the society, LEAPCAP says. For these people, an abstract notion of reducing greenhouse gas emissions and climate change in the face of worldwide free riding has little appeal.